Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. Good morning. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing devotions. My goodness. I started feeling some of this yesterday, but today, oh no, we are at day 15. This is the official halfway mark. This is the day when the numbers that the days we have left start to decrease. We've done just as much as we have to do. And so I guess this is what our equinox, how about? I mean, I feel very encouraged in the middle of this. I feel very encouraged right here, knowing that we're going to survive. Can I say that? That we were always going to survive, blah, blah, blah. We were. But I can tell you, this race is not for the swift. No matter how you came in, you know, we got to come out of this. We've got to make sure that we're putting that same energy. Like they say, keep that same energy. Yeah. This is what we're doing. We are allowing ourselves, allowing that energy to grow. I know for me, I am doing a major settling into this energy, settling into this lifestyle, finding ways to do this and still work the crazy job that I have and still, you know, manage children. Man, my house is spotless. My house don't get spotless. There's always something. There's always something. Like right now, I said, hey, I'd like to maintain this level of look. This look good on me. You know, my health is fantastic. And I'm sitting here like, hey, I like the way this health feels. I was at work yesterday. Somebody was playing some music, and I did a little two-step. And my coworker was like, are you dancing? I was like, I'm dancing in my heart. It just came out a little bit. And she busted out laughing. She said, man, those vegetables are doing you good. I said, yeah, God's food always does you good. Okay, now that man-made stuff we got to move away from, but God's food, oh, yeah. It kind of made me laugh all day because I was like, what is that, increased energy? Was that a lighter heart? You know, just sluggish and tired. It's a fabulous feeling, family. Fabulous. So, you know, let's continue it. Whatever piece of this you need to continue, let's continue it. So all of our mornings start off powerful. Not just powerfully, but powerful. Let's get it in. Humility. This is important, family. This is important. Because ego is running wild. I mean, ego is like running the world. No, I don't know about the world. I've been all over the world. The ego got a good grip on the United States of America. And when that ego is so strong and firmly in place, humility becomes almost null and void. And it's such an important part of a spiritual lifestyle because that humility is going to allow you to be humble. It's going to allow you to be gentle. It's going to allow you to bow to that which is greater, and that's what it'll allow you to do. But as long as ego is so strong, humility doesn't stand a chance. And then, you know, I was, you know, because I'm always like, hey, what's the definition? Let's understand exactly what we're talking about so that we can move forward in it. All right, so definition, humility, a modest or low view of one's own importance, humbleness, all right? So and of course we know the ego is an ego, which is not unhealthy. An ego is one's own perception of self, right? When it becomes unhealthy, that means that we are overinflating our, is when we can keep it managed in the perception and in the concept that it is. So I have to understand that I am a thread in the fabric of humanity. I'm a thread. What I'm trying to be is a strong thread. What I'm trying to not be is a frayed thread. You know, what I would like to be is in my dreams, in my head, I would like to be that thread that can be used to tether off a fray. You know, before it gets out of control, before, hey, let me come tie this together, and this thread and this thread are going to work to make sure that this fray, this thing that's eating up our fabric, doesn't get out of control. That's the thread I'd like to be. I would like to be on the front line of making sure all fabric, all threads in this fabric are going to be safe from this fray. You know, you nick your sweater, and if you don't catch that nick, you're going to have a hole, and then you won't have a sweater anymore. You know, but if you can catch it real early and strengthen those threads right around there, then it'll be safe. Now, that's a dangerous position, because if that fray continues to grow, you're going to be the first one out. It's a dangerous position. But it's the position that I want, and I want to be clear about that. I know that I'm in the middle of the battleground, and I want to be that one that holds it down. Give me the flag. That flag is not going to fall. That's going to be me. Now, however important you may think this little piece is, I'm a thread. Still only one thread. And I'm a thread in a dangerous position. Meaning I may not be continuing with the rest of the fabric, but I'd like to do my part, because in the rest of the fabric, those are my loved ones, those are my family, those are my friends. So I would love to be able to protect them and hold this spot right here. Isn't that great? Isn't that a wonderful idea to help be the one that keeps this negative fray at bay? And you may be that one in your family. You may be that one that has to say, I am not going to allow this negativity to continue, period. It ends with me, period. And you be sitting there at the fray in the fabric of your family. And you're going to be the one that says, you won't get past me. Does that make you the savior of the family? No. It makes you a strong thread. So when we have our humility in check, it allows us really to see everything that's going on. When our humility is in check, it allows us to be a strong thread. Because I know one thread and one knot is not going to be enough to keep this fray apart. So what am I going to do as the one thread? I'm going to make some phone calls, and I'm going to call some people, and we're going to get the thread on the other side. Now, they're not the same thread as us. They're not on the same line. They may not even be the same color. My fabric's not all one color. I have a multicolor fabric. So I'm going to have to work with people that may not be the same as me, not the same color, not the same value, not the same consistency, not the same experiences, but I'm going to make some phone calls. I'm going to work with who I need to work with, because my loved ones up in the fabric, they have to be safe. So again, that's humility to know I alone can't save this fabric. If we don't off the strength of my muscle, we in some trouble. Start pedaling. We have some issues, okay? But I know how to work with people. I know how to get all these fabrics together so that we can work together and we can make this thing happen, because individually we're struggling. This is humility. Now, I'm going to tell you about the other side of humility. If you don't get this, good. And let me tell you something. I hate to tell you this, but not only is this a lesson that we need to learn for ourselves and make sure that we are working this and really have it good. Don't be giving lip service and then, you know, at the middle of the night, you try to fly your cape and ain't no capes in this fabric, you know. So I'm going to tell you this. The ones that I think need to learn this lesson more than anybody else in the universe are our millennials. Sorry, millennials. We have too many young people walking around here thinking they're doing something. And I'm like, but you're surviving. That's all. That's what you're supposed to do. In my opinion, I see more overinflated egos in children that ain't worked a day in their good life. I'm like, what are you doing? And so when it comes to humility, I have to tell you about the other side, because I'm always going to tell you the truth, and I'm always going to be very transparent. The other side of humility, when you don't get this lesson on your own, the universe will give you the lesson, and then the other side of that is called humiliation, and that's not what you want. I keep my humbleness in check because I got God and my ancestors literally in my ear, and they let me know, okay now, blow your roll there. You know, I mean, constantly. I look at my ancestry, and they are amazing. And they did amazing things. I'd be like, what? I'm related to that? And I saw them do all this work with a giving heart. I saw them do all this work in an energy of service. And not just service, like, well, people can see me. Are the cameras on? Okay, yeah, yes, watch me get my good angle as I'm giving this homeless person some food. No. They were working because there was a need, period. And I saw the back side. I saw the front side. I saw when we put a lot of work into it. I saw a little bit. The work was everything. That they didn't let a need go by and not have an answer for it. So they're constantly in my ear, you know, hey, continue this, do this, move here. I don't get a chance to get no big head. I'm working all the time, you know. But I have checkers to make sure that this is not about me. There are is where I say, ooh, all right, slow down right there. Slow down. This is not about me. This is about God. This isn't even about my skill. It's not about, this is about God. This is about getting people closer to God. I'm very clear. But our young people, they don't seem as clear. Our young people can, you know, they're learning to flex their muscle, and therefore they are beginning to think their muscle is the muscle. And I'm like, yeah, it's not. Our young people are, as they pull and push away from their mothers and their fathers' guides and principles and things like that, I'm finding not only are they pushing away from their parents, but they're pushing away from the good, positive things that their parents had, almost in a rebellion. You know, rebelling against my parents means I got to rebel against God, because my parents are aligned with God. No, young person, no. And don't have to learn that other side of humility. Make it forced upon you, and that's that humiliation. And we don't want that. I don't even want it for them. I don't. This is why I work with my millennials so closely. And I'd be like, hey, come close. Come close so you can hear. Come close, number one, so you can see both sides of this. I need you to see Mama 7 when we're out and we're working and we're talking to people. And I need you to see Mama 7 crushing up some eggshells. I need you to see Mama 7, you know, with her 1,001 glasses of water. You know, this is why we do the work that we do. You know, if you've ever done a workshop, an altar call, a retreat, what's the first thing we do when we're setting up ancestor shrine? First thing, after we get the area cleaned, consecrated, got our cloth down, we need glasses of water. First thing we put out here, right? Who's getting the water? Young Legs. Young Legs is getting the water because they're serving. They're practicing their humility. They're practicing it. It's a muscle that needs to be practiced so that the first time that you actually have to use it won't be the first time you have to use it. You'll be like, oh, I already have this muscle in place. I was doing the right, the wax on, the wax off, and I thought I was buffing the car, but I was really developing a muscle. Okay, I got it. This is why my mother had me doing all these glasses of water constantly. Yes, yes, yes. And while we're doing the water, let me tell you about your uncle. Let me tell you about your mama. Let me tell you about, let me just go and explain this to you. Children of a Wonderful Approach should be doing some work in that shrine room, period. I might be on water because I have so many shrines and we go through a lot of candles, and candles ain't cheap, but anyways, but we go through candles and candles and candles and candles. And so there's always candles to go out into the trash. And so we're constantly running back and forth and back and forth. And I don't make it easy either. I don't get a bucket. No. You're going to get your steps in today. Let's go. Godchildren, come on. You're going to get your steps in today. Mess around with me. Let's go. So this is the work that we do, right? Is building that humility muscle, important muscle in spirituality. God does not like that overinflated sense of ego. He does not. That boastful braggadocio. No. We've seen too many stories. We get access to the blueprint. I am thankful that we're living in these days here so that we can get the blueprint of what is looked upon favorably and what is not. It's a blessing to me. You know, all those that had to learn a lesson and had to learn a lesson the hard way, you know, sucks for you. But I'm thankful that I have it even as an example because I'm going to make sure not to do that because I don't want to get my booty popped like that. So, humility and serving. You know, we're 15 days into the fast. Supposed to be doing community service. Everyone has a service that they're supposed to be doing. We need to be promoting service. You know, a Wonderful Approach, I can tell you, when we go to the water is coming up May 6th, Saturday. All the meetup stuff is going to be posted, I promise. As soon as I get, I'm just trying to get all the little details in place. But we're working on that. So I can tell you, half the people on that beach are working. Yes, they've come for their cleansing and we're working together, blah, blah, blah. Half of them are there for they're working, okay? You'll get a phone call, making these phone calls this weekend. Do-do-do-do. Hey, how you doing? Tending the water? Okay, great. Wonderful. This is what I need you to do. This is going to be your job. And everyone is there working. Now, we will have guests that join us, and we love it when guests join us, but everyone has a job, and no one's job is more important than the other person's job. You know, for years, Talib has been security. That's what he do. And I'm like, all right, Talib, this is your marker. Nobody's supposed to go past you. And I remember one year we had one little spry little one. He went and she thought she was going to make a run and try his border. And he about tackled her. And I was like, oh. So then we had to come up with some security guidelines, okay? We don't tackle little girls, but, you know, we do try to keep them over here, you know? And so, you know, everyone, even the children have jobs. All you little young legs, this is all the water. This water needs to get to that location. Let's go. And so, you know, we're constantly employing everyone to serve. Everyone has a service fee. If you're not working for someone, if you're just showing up and you signed your name on the paper, I need you to think about this. Now, if you are a guest, please come in. Someone's going to greet you if you're a guest. Someone's going to let you know where to sit. Someone's going to let you know what to expect, how we're moving, and everything else like that. Someone's going to do that. Why? Because they're working. But if you signed your name in November, you're going to have a duty because this is part of our service. And this is how we're going to keep ourselves humble. And this is how we're all going to keep working in this fabric. I got a job. Everybody has a job. This is humility. This is how we keep ourselves in check. And this definition of low, no, we need to let that go. It's not a matter of low. It's a matter of interconnectedness. Understand you are a piece. And when you understand that you're a piece, that will allow you to accept more of the other pieces. So if you're looking at like a jigsaw puzzle piece, I have a piece that might stick out. I got a little hub on the left side of me, right? This sticks out. I can't go looking for people that only look like me because I won't fit in. I'm looking for a piece that's going to hold this stick out. If I'm looking for those that only look like me, they're only like me, I'm never going to find my match. I can't find pieces that have the same stick out right here. I have to find pieces that will receive that. And then we can connect and lock in place. So even in our humility, even in our desire to work for ourselves and our desire even to work with others, we can't be so in our heads that we're not going to work with this one or that one. We have got to find almost our opposites, and that's where we connect, and we'll be able to make a strong connection, because where I may be strong, there is a place, there's a strong hold for me somewhere. That's how we move. That's how we weave. If we all went up at the same time, there'd be a weakness in the down. So while I'm up, someone has got to be on the down. While I'm down, someone's got to be up. You see how this works? And then it becomes a strong tapestry. We get fabric in place. But if we're only going to have clones and everybody's got to be the same, and everybody's going to do the same thing, we're not going to get anywhere. As an organization, as a people, as a gender, as a species, you know, we got some real large pieces of fabric we've got to be a part of. You know, we're almost like the quilt. So I got my little patch here that I'm trying to get strong, but this patch can't stand alone. This ain't just, I need to connect to other patches. and the connection's got to be strong enough to hold. This is where we are. I would want everyone, spend a minute thinking about where your humility is and should be. Think about what and how you can make it feel for others to receive you, okay? Because I promise you try to serve someone with an attitude, you have failed your mission. In my job, my day job, man, I have to serve people that don't want to be served. I work with foster children. They can't stand me. So what? I still have to serve. They don't have to be grateful. It didn't say serve grateful people. It didn't say serve people that are, that will appreciate it. It didn't say serve people, you know, that will remember you and praise your name. It just said serve. Not everyone that you will encounter and that you will serve, that you will try to help, will appreciate it, okay? And if you can take yourself out of it for a moment, you will realize that was never the goal anyway. It was never the goal that they sit back and recognize and appreciate you. The goal was that you serve. It's very simple. So spend a minute and think about how you can serve. Not in your house. Not in your house. In your neighbor's house. How can you serve? Not with your friends. Oh, the turtle's outside the room. Oh, okay. Karen is babysitting the turtle, and the turtle has gotten out. Okay. So she's doing her service. She's letting me know, excuse me, there's a rock walking around the house. All right, gotcha. So as we go into our prayer, I posted on Facebook, and I also wanted to take 2 seconds. Brother Ibrahim lost his grandmother yesterday, and I am sure the healing process has yet to begin and is going to take a moment. If you can, keep prayers out, shout out, remembrance, some encouragement even, but understand that that's a very real thing going on right now. Service, that's why we're here, right? Moving into prayer. Prayer is our spine, it's our backbone, it's our everything. It's how we make things happen. We need prayer. So, prayer for humility. Father, Mother, God, oh Father, give us the humility which recognizes its ignorance, admits its mistakes, recognizes its needs, welcomes advice, accepts rebuke. Help us always to praise rather than criticize, to sympathize rather than condemn, to encourage rather than discourage, to build rather than to destroy, and to think of people at their best rather than at their worst. We ask this in thy name's sake. Amen.